Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1099, Three Free Skills to Help You Earn More Money at Work, by Chelsea Brennan of SmartMoneyMamas.com. And I am Dan. I'm your personal narrator and host here. Welcome, and we're going to jump right into our post now. I'll, of course, tell you more about the author and the site afterwards, but let's do it now as we optimize your life. Three Free Skills to Help You Earn More Money at Work, by Chelsea Brennan of SmartMoneyMamas.com. Did you know there are many ways to develop new skills and improve your income potential at work without spending thousands going back to school? Some of the most important skills successful people have aren't easily taught in a classroom. They take personal reflection and practice, and very little money. Before you head in and ask your boss for a raise, take the time to develop some of these free skills to earn more money at work. 1. Public speaking skills. Warren Buffett is known to believe that if you could only improve one skill to boost your career, it should be public speaking. As a man who struggled with public speaking himself, he took a speaking course taught by Dale Carnegie when he was 19. It changed his life. Your job may never require you to speak in front of the massive crowds and intimidating board meetings Buffett faces, but how you speak, both verbally and through body language, impacts how your colleagues and managers feel about you. You don't have to feel confident to appear confident. After my most recent promotion at work, I had the opportunity to work with a speech coach. As a naturally shy and nervous person, she taught me a lot. One of her messages that speaks loudly in my head each time I walk into a speaking situation is this: promotions early in your career are about work product and your competence. Who makes it to the next level is softer. It's about networking, how people feel speaking to you and working with you, how confident they feel in your abilities to lead and teach as you walk out of the room. Personally, every time I walk out of a conversation, I want people to feel like I am confident, competent, and approachable. Those are things that I can control with how I speak, how I stand or sit, and how I control my nervousness. And they are things you can control too. Low-cost ways to become a better public speaker. Public speaking is all about practice, but you have to have the right principles in place. What is the point of practicing just to enforce bad habits? You can learn some great habits from Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, or Carmine Gallo's Talk Like TED. These could be acquired from your local library for free. If you want to get live practice, you could always join a local Toastmasters group. For only $45 every 6 months, you could learn the skills you need to be a confident speaker and strong leader. You'll practice speaking and get feedback from your group members, a valuable experience in seeing how others perceive you. 2. Professional writing skills. In a digital age, written communication has become even more important. Most of the time, your colleague or client isn't going to pick up the phone to talk to you, so you don't have to be able to write the next bestseller. But you do need to be able to construct a grammatically correct email or memo without emojis. Some typos are par for the course with constant communication, but if you want to develop a persona as an educated and competent employee, your writings need to be clear and easy to understand. People need to get the point of what you are saying quickly and not wade through grammatical errors to find your message. My job is numbers-focused, but we've passed on hiring highly intelligent people more than once who couldn't write clearly. Your ideas aren't valuable if you can't express them. Take the time to practice and improve your writing skills. Low-cost ways to become a better writer. Luckily, learning how to write professionally and clearly isn't that hard. We have that lovely thing called technology, remember? Start with the basics, like running your writings through Spellcheck and Grammarly. Grammarly is a free service that checks your writings for basic grammar. To go the extra step, you could also copy and paste your content into the Hemingway app. This service highlights when sentences are hard to read, when you can simplify, and when you are getting too wordy. Shocker, this app doesn't really like me. If you prefer reading, there are a lot of great grammar and writing books out there. A top book on business and professional writing is Writing That Works by Kenneth Roman and Joel Rafaelson. It covers all types of business communication and the different rules you should follow. For grammar, one of my favorites is Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss. It's quick, humorous, and memorable. As you learn, be sure to take into account the writing and communication styles of the other managers and senior people at your company. Some businesses prefer more detail. Some are very quick and to the point. Try to mimic your writing to those styles so that your ideas are fluent with the culture and more likely to be understood. And 3, creative thinking skills. Our world is constantly changing, and the best businesses are the ones that can adapt quickly to their environment. The more senior you get in a company, the more you have to be willing and able to think outside the box. What do your customers need? How can you attract and keep the best talent? Where can you cut costs to improve profitability without sacrificing quality? Different companies receive creative ideas in different ways. Some are always looking for the entrepreneurial spirit in their employees. Some are stuck in the "this is how we've always done it" mindset. But if you have great verbal and written communication skills developed, you can present your ideas in a way that will be well received, or at least listened to, by senior people. Unfortunately, studies have shown that we lose creativity as we age, particularly in an education system that teaches to one right answer. With practice, you can buck this trend. There are easy ways to exercise the creative parts of your brain and learn to look at things from new and exciting angles. Become a thought leader, not a follower. Low-cost ways to improve your creativity. Creativity is a skill that is incredibly hard to teach. We find it in ourselves, and we nurture it with our actions. For instance, people who are overly self-critical tend to be less creative. They shoot down their own ideas without ever giving them the chance to blossom. As such, the best ways to improve creativity aren't about spending money on courses or certifications. It is all about giving yourself room to be creative and work that part of your brain. Commit 10 minutes a day to doodling or brainstorming with no exceptions. Purchase and play with some brain teaser puzzles. Use an adult coloring book in a quiet place to access your artistic side. Coloring books interestingly put many people in a near meditative state, a great way to open your mind and step away from a problem. When you encounter problems at work, use your new creative skills to look at things from new angles. Approaching something just from the end result is limiting. Ask yourself many questions about the situation to help you zero in on different potential avenues to solve your dilemma. Soon, people will be turning to you as the problem solver. Making yourself valuable is the first step to earning more money. Developing your soft skills and getting paid what you're worth. The most successful people at any company are rarely the most educated. Instead, they are the best communicators, leaders, and thinkers. These people make themselves indispensable, and they get paid for their value. If you want to jumpstart your career without going back to school, work on your soft skills. With a next-to-nothing cost, you don't have any excuses to avoid getting started today. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Free Skills to Help You Earn More Money at Work, by Chelsea Brennan of SmartMoneyMamas.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to today's author, Chelsea, who is a hedge fund investor turned online entrepreneur who helps moms make their money work for them and embrace their ambitions so they can live their fullest lives. While her previous job was financially fulfilling, Chelsea never felt like she could truly be herself, and she struggled with knowing that the job didn't have the social impact she wanted to have. and as the breadwinner of the family, she didn't know how to quit. Chelsea started a blog as a passion project, asked a mom's group on Facebook to send questions, and in just 2 days, she had over 60 questions to work on. She ended up writing an article every day for the first month and just didn't stop. 2 years later, she turned in her resignation at work. And today, Chelsea is changing how moms talk about and interact with money. So come on by smartmoneymamas.com to check out her blog, tools, podcast, and much more. So that's going to do it for today. I appreciate you being here as always and hope you'll join me again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.